So, yeah, my name is Valerie, and I'm a labor organizer in the United States for the Justice for Janitors campaign. The Justice for Janitors campaign, it's been extremely successful at organizing immigrant workers that clean the real estate, big high rises all over the major cities in the United States. We've been able to basically get the most invisible workforce, and through pretty creative campaigning, we've been able to get them unionized, get the movement not only unionized, but also get contracts that literally doubles people's wages. You know, in the U.S., the laws permit that immigrants, once they start working, they can unionize. What we did is that we organized the janitors, and we basically had, our last campaign was to unionize the plants where high tech actually happens to manufacture. We did a pretty successful campaign some years ago against Yahoo, and we were able to do a campaign online to get Yahoo in particular to give in, right, and to push the cleaning contractor to give fair wages to the janitors cleaning their particular environment or their particular building in the Silicon Valley. What we did this time is that we went after HP and Intel and other high-tech corporations, and we organized basically janitors in Seattle, Oregon, Colorado, in the high-tech corridors. And we did it at the same time with a very, very strong corporate campaign, which meant we were all not only organized on the streets, but we were also just really going after them through politicians and the media. And one of the things that actually folded some of these high-tech corporations to push the cleaning contractor to unionize was the threat of an online campaign. They didn't want the reputation in the international arena online to be tarnished, so that was a huge incentive. Of course, strikes, well, that's another good incentive, but in general, how we utilized this corporate campaigning, and we were able to be successful. And this campaign just actually, we won the first part of it, and we're continuing to do it. What I wanted to talk to you about in particular is how is it that we're using communications, and I just mentioned the online campaigning to be able to push some of these corporate entities to do the right thing. But another thing that we do is that we utilize the indie media centers. We utilize our activist supporters. And Justice for Janitors is well known. We organize everybody that we can. One of the things that we have been doing then is using indie media activists to not only film us, but do films that educate other immigrants about what we've been doing. Part of the discussion is how do we open some indie media space for immigrants to be able to bring in progressive information to the communities. And the union is one piece, but since we're connected to immigrant rights, students, etc., how can we create this? So right now there are discussions, and we've been doing just kind of projects, you know, that have gotten us going. Then with a lot of the compañeros up here, we started a project called ThisTuesday.org, which aims to gather most important events, campaigns, organizations that are doing the most kick-ass work in the different regions of the world, right? So I'm, for example, organizing organizations, immigrant rights, labor, etc., in the United States to make sure that everybody's able to use this tool, ThisTuesday.org, to be able to put at least their information and then hopefully have a debate in a where everybody is able to post, right? So we have our European friends in an extremely well-developed network, different to the United States, and what is it that we can learn from each other, best practices, theory, research, and also we have it divided by the sectors in which migrants and precarious workers lie.